I'm Eric Carley, and we're at the Iowa 80 Truck Stop for the Walcott Truckers Jamboree and the Team Run Smart Pros out there on the road hauling freight just like you drivers and blogging from the road at TeamRunSmart.com. One of those drivers is Jeff Clark. Jeff, welcome back. How are you?
Nice to see you again, Eric.
Your field of expertise really has been and focus has been health-related when you're out there on the road. A lot of drivers will tell you, I can't stay healthy on the road. I can't get my exercise in. What would you tell a driver if you run into a driver here at Walcott or any other show, if they were to give you that kind of argument, what do you tell them?
Well, it's a challenge. It's hard. I agree. And I try to walk every day. I run three times a week. I get home once a week so I can lift weights a couple times a week. And I'm still running. I'm not as fast as I used to be, but I'm still. But it's not, you know, I think of it as the old manual steering trucks.
Yeah.
You don't have to go fast, but if you keep moving a little bit, it's a lot easier to make a turn.
There you go. I love it. And that's the thing. Keep moving. Get out and find something. And you know what? Maybe you can't jog. Maybe you can't run. But, you know, hopefully you're in a situation where you can walk without, you know, too much discomfort. So walking, starting with walking, would you say that's number one?
I would say never start with running. I look at the 30-minute line. If you can walk at a good pace, say 4 miles an hour for 30 minutes, then maybe start running. But don't even think about running until you can do that. And even when you're walking, I tell people, look, maybe you can't keep up a good pace. So maybe walk fast for a minute, walk slow for a minute, walk fast for another minute, and maybe a couple weeks down the road you could walk fast for 2 minutes and walk slow for a minute, then maybe 3 minutes. So just got increase slowly. We're not training for the Olympics here.
Now, you've been on the road how long?
30 years.
So what truck are you in right now? What Freightliner are you in?
I've got the 2018 New Cascadia. It's got the 400 downspeed engine with 1750 torque. I've got the 228 rear ends, and it's got the whole Detroit assurance system as far as the collision mitigation system and that type of thing. So I work a lot with the collision mitigation system and showing drivers how that works.
Wow, and that's something, in fact, that and we've been very clear over the years, you know, the word avoidance has been used out there, but it is about mitigation. In other words, giving you the best tools possible in that truck to mitigate those circumstances, whatever circumstance might be there before you, correct?
Right, but to me, the collision mitigation system becomes a training tool because remember the old Smith system where we were taught to think, you know, 7 second following distance, think out 15 seconds. If you start relating that to collision mitigation system, the idea is most collision mitigation systems don't interact until 3.5 seconds. So the goal is to get drivers to increase their following distance and to out anticipate the machine because the machine anticipates at 3.5 seconds. If you're thinking out 4.5 to 5 seconds and keeping the machine from interacting, from doing any of the haptic brake events, what happens eventually is you'll start increasing your fuel mileage because the more you anticipate out in front of the machine, the better. Driving, a lot about driving is momentum management. So you want to keep moving forward at a comfortable speed. And that's a lot of that. If you start to get to where you keep the, where you want to keep increasing your following distance to reduce your interactions with the collision mitigation system, you'll actually start increasing your fuel mileage. And most maintenance managers will tell you the guys that get the best fuel mileage or the drivers that get the best fuel mileage also have the lowest maintenance costs.
You know, that's a great point here is that a lot of drivers, you know, if you think about it, if you're thinking about the entire operation as a whole and the purpose of all of what you've talked about, it all works together to get you the most out of that truck.
Well, exactly, and the most important part is the driver. So it's learning how to interact with the truck. And look, I think every truck takes about 10,000 miles or so to learn how to drive it. But you, well, that first 10,000 miles or a month or whatever it is, you start, make an attempt to learn how to drive it and where it runs the best. And go to demanddetroit.com and look at the torque charts on your engine and some of the videos that are on demanddetroit.com so it'll actually show you how and why things work the way they do.
You know, great stuff, Jeff. Always great talking to you. And if you're at the Great American Trucking Show, come catch up with us because I know drivers get so much out of what you and the other Team Run Smart Pros do, not just as we have our conversations. But, of course, more importantly, they're at TeamRunSmart.com blogging on a regular basis. So we invite drivers, be a part of that. I mean, tens of thousands of members in that community sharing information like you folks out there on the road, and you guys are driving out there. I always say, and I have said for years, and I think the Team Run Smart program is the best demonstration of that. Don't ask the so-called experts. The real experts are the ones behind the wheel. Certainly, we've got some great minds in our industry, but if you really want to know what it's like out there, whether it's someone driving a Freightliner or someone that, you know, maybe is keeping in shape on the road or sharing information, talk to the drivers that are out there doing it, and you guys are out there doing it on a regular basis. Jeff Clark, on behalf of Freightliner, we thank you for being on, and we hope to talk to you again soon. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Eric. And I might throw in a plug from our Facebook group called Truck and Runners. We have about 1,000 truckers who run and walk, and we share information and we share encouragement.
Awesome. That's what it's all about. You can do this. Get out there, and even if you're a walker, be a part of that community. Follow along on Facebook. Share some information that you learned, and maybe one day you go from walking to running or whatever it might be. But be a part of that Facebook effort as well.
Right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Eric.